Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Well, the scriptwriters must have heard my embittered plea last week for me to keep my job and for more Glenmidden Chronicles to be written, as we are back this week. The crew have decided to give the captain the money to have the ferry refurbished, and they will all go to the Kyles of Bute to look after a stately mansion, that is, if Maggie's cousin is willing.
Hello, Echon. It's your first cousin twice removed, Maggie, here. How's my big fine ballach? And how are you getting on over there at the big house?
Oh, it's great fun down here. I'm trying to get Patrick, my friend who is the refreshments overseer, I'm trying to get him interested in the gardening. He's been looking after my giant fennel and red hot pokers. You've never seen anything so tall and erect. What are you up to?
Well, it would take too long to explain, but needless to say, I am after a favour. I, along with another 11 friends, need somewhere to stay for a month, and I wondered if we could come and look after the house for you while you get yourself down to that Brighton for your March thingy.
Maggie, that would be fabulous. Patrick and I would love to get away and join our sisters in Brighton for a couple of weeks. Fab!
I didn't know your sisters Picky and Una were down in Brighton. About we make it the day after tomorrow. We have to get packed. And is it okay if we bring something with us?
No probs, Maggie. What is it? Not a big bouncy poodle, is it?
Well, no. It's actually a big rusty ferry.
How camp. Yes, bring it along. You can park it in the bay at the bottom of the grounds. See ya!
It looks like the crew have got the green light to go ahead and move lock, stock and ferry to the Kyles of Bute. Maggie tells the captain, who tells the rest of the crew, who have no one else to tell, so they just get on with the job of getting the ferry over to the Kyles of Bute.
Maggie, what a fantastic house! Look at it up there, all the stucco and the baronial elegance of it.
Yes, and it looks quite big as well, doesn't it? Big enough for us at any rate.
I canna wait to get up there and start living the life of a laird. I'll get it in shape for you.
Now, Scotty, remember, we are guests for a month and we will have to behave ourselves and work hard to keep the house open to the public.
Yes, and we will not make any decisions about who does what until we get up there and have a look around. Who's that young lady skipping down the lane waving at us?
That's not a lady. That's my first cousin twice removed, Echon. Hector to you.
Yoo-hoo! Maggie! What a fab surprise to see you. And these must be your friends. I do like the uniforms.
Now, Echon, this is the captain. Captain Horatio MacNelson. My cousin, Echon.
Delighted to meet you. I was just saying to Maggie, your stucco is quite impressive.
Why, thank you, kind sir. Yours isn't too bad yourself. I do like this uniform, all those stripes.
Yes, well, let me introduce my crew. This is Scotty, my chief engineer.
Pleased to meet you, but I'll no shake your hand in case I break it.
This is Crawford, my second deckhand.
Charmed, I'm sure.
There was no need to cut, Sir Crawford.
I didn't again what to do.
The rest of the crew are on board getting everything ready to bring in, apart from my right-hand man, my tower of strength, my shining light at the end of my tunnel, my deckhand, Richard Gently.
I'm very pleased to have your acquaintance.
And yours, Richard.
They call me Big Dick. You can call me that too.
Indeed. Well, Maggie, bring your crew aboard our happy little home and I'll take you to your quarters and then show you the ropes. We'll leave tomorrow for Brighton, so I'm afraid it's going to be a rather hurried introduction to the rigours of running Tynebrook Lodge.
So, with dainty step, Maggie's cousin takes the crew to the house and gets them bedded down. He then takes them round the house, showing them the tours, the cafe and the gardens, before leaving them all in the lounge, while he goes and packs his and Patrick's cases for their holiday.
It looks like we're going to be kept busy here for the next couple of weeks. It's a much bigger job than I had imagined. Maybe we should decide who's going to be doing what. I, as captain, of course, will be mine host, greeting the guests and taking care of their needs.
Ah, I thought you'd take the easy job. What about the rest of us?
Well, I think I should be in the kitchen and the cafeteria. I can make all the stuff here in the premises. My rock cakes will go down a delight.
I dinna ken about that. They'll go down like a brick, that I dae ken.
Now, I hope you are going to be nice to me, especially when you are going to be looking after the garden with Crawford.
What? I dinna ken one end of a hoe frae another.
Scotty's had a lot of experience with the old hoe. He'll keep you right. Then, I was thinking that Dick could take over as refreshments overseer.
What is that?
It seemingly is one of those big fancy hoity-toity phrases for a waiter. I think you'd be good at the tables. The purser will look after the entrance money, and Sandy can take care of the house radio station. It's called Radio Brammer. The Eriski Noise will play in the lounge, and the Reverend will take care of pastoral duties.
You have it sewn up, you big busted besom. Would it be all right if your servants and slaves went after their kip now and got their heads down so as we can be ready for the morrow?
You can get your head down on my fluffy eiders tonight. I promise I won't bite.
Aye, I wish we didn't have to share, and I wish I didn't have to share with her.
We all have to make sacrifices, Scotty. The Eriski Noise are all in one room, the purser sharing with the Reverend, Sandy with Crawford, and even I have had to sacrifice myself to Dick. Anyway, enough of this. Everyone get a good night's sleep, and tomorrow we're off on a new adventure.
Something tells me this is not going to run as smoothly as they imagine. What will the mansion at Tynabrua hold for them? Will the grounds still be there after a month? Will the visitors notice our motley lot? Will Spangles ever appear again on a sweet shop shelf? All this and more, same time, same channel, next week on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.